"Move!" bawled the drill corporal. "Come on, speed it up!" He sprinted effortlessly to the rear of the gasping, panting column of men and urged us on from there. I was somewhere in the middle, jog-trotting laboriously with the rest and wondering how much longer I could keep going. And as my ribs heaved agonizingly and my leg muscles protested, I tried to work out just how many miles we'd run. I had suspected nothing when we lined up outside our billets. We weren't clad in PT kit, but in woolen pullovers and regulation slacks, and it seemed unlikely that anything violent was imminent. The corporal, too, a cheerful little cockney, appeared to regard us as his brothers. He had a kind face. "All right, lads," he had cried, smiling over the 50 new airmen. "We're just going to trot around to the park, so follow me. A lave tune and a double. Quake, march, if right. That had been a long, long time ago, and we were still reeling through the London streets with never a sign of a park anywhere. The thought hammered in my brain that I'd been under the impression that I was fit. A country vet, especially in the Yorkshire Dales, never had the chance to get out of condition. He was always on the move, wrestling with big animals, walking for miles between the fellside barns. He was hard and tough. That's what I thought. But now other reflections began to creep in. My few months of married life with Helen had been so much lotus-eating. She was too good a cook, and I was too faithful a disciple of her art. Just lounging by our bedsitter's fireside was the sweetest of all occupations. I had tried to ignore the disappearance of my abdominal muscles, the sagging of my pectorals, but it was all coming home to me now. "It's not far now, lads," the corporal chirped from the rear, but he struck no responsive chords in the toiling group. He had said it several times before, and we had stopped believing him. But this time it seemed he really meant it, because as we turned into yet another street, I could see iron railings and trees at the far end. The relief was inexpressible. I would just about have the strength to make it through the gates, to the rest and smoke which I badly needed because my legs were beginning to seize up.